Well, good morning, and a late belated Merry Christmas. How's everybody doing today? I do know in the lifestyles today, with everything going on, Christmas looked a lot different for a lot of people and how people celebrated. I've seen a lot of people celebrated through the way of Zoom and stuff like that. I bet that was interesting, to say the least, but it's been a lot of events happening along the way on Christmas Day. The event that what had happened in Nashville. It's changed the way that you and I hold phones in our hands and do things like that. I told somebody, and I told my wife, that it is hard because people couldn't call 911 and couldn't get out. Besides that, it was pretty peaceful. It's pretty peaceful in a lot of ways. But listen, I know that a lot of people depend on those ways to communicate. My parents fit in that category also. And people in church trying to get a hold of that needs help, that's the thing that is. Listen, we just go to how uncertain things are today. It just goes to show us how important it is in every day that we live the life that Christ has allowed us to live, and we live it to the best ability that He gives us, and to share His love. And I know a lot of people are still at home due to the COVID things that are going on around our community. Listen, we need to continue to pray for them. We need to continue praying for the things that happen in people's lives. Listen, Jesus is still on His throne, amen? Through all this, through the difficulties, I know my family's experienced a loss this week. I lost an uncle that was a real joy in my life, really brought smiles, and even his condition he had, he did it with a smile, and he showed me how to be faithful, even though the circumstances we have are not always what we want sometimes. But listen, all of us have things in our life that we can't control that are not exactly like we'd want them or exactly like we would draw it up. But listen, the thing that is, every day we live for Him. Amen. And I pray that you and your family celebrated Christmas together. I pray that you opened up gifts and just had a good time together in the way you celebrated here today. Listen, and I pray you celebrated Jesus. Amen. Today we're going to do a Christmas service. It's going to be lots of songs, some scripture readings, and we're just going to have a good time together here today. Is that okay? All right, all three of y'all said that was okay. The other four or five, we'll catch y'all up later, okay? Maybe y'all eat too much during Christmas, and I'm going to have to take you a while to get you off of that. So, but anyhow, it's been a good time, been a good time in the Lord here in the last few days. And as we go along here this morning, sing with us, open up your Bibles, read with us, and let's allow God to speak to our hearts today. Amen? Can we do that? I'm going to pray. Mr. Gary's going to kick us off with a video. Then we'll have some songs and then we'll have scripture reading. Just walk along with us through the day as we go through this. And listen, pray for the ones that are not here with us today for whatever reason that they're not here in our service today. Pray that God gives them peace for where they're at. And if they need healing in their body, He's still a healer. Amen? So pray for those things that are going on in people's lives today. Some people are going through a lot, and we just want to offer them up in prayer. So today, as I pray, you pray for the ones that have called and asked you or sent a message for you to pray for their prayer requests in their life, and we'll pray that God just shows up in our service today and blesses our heart as we fellowship and we worship together. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come in your house this morning. Father, you're a great God. Father, you're a God, Father, who promises us you'll never leave us or forsake us. So in the midst of whatever's going on in my life or the people's lives that are here today, the ones that may be listening by via internet this morning, Father, that you know their situation, you know what we need. So, Father, we offer those up. Father, whether that's a loss of a loved one, Father, whether that's just a sickness in our body, Father, difficulty, things we may face at work with just everything that's going on today to handle day-to-day operations. Father, we pray that you give us your strength. You give us your strength to face the things we're going to have to face, Father, and we'll face it knowing that we have the strength of Almighty God on our side. Father, when that next doctor's appointment comes around, Father, we'll have the peace that passes all understanding because we know your grace is sufficient. Father, your love and your mercies are new every day. Father, we open our eyes every day to the mercies and the newness of Christ every day in our lives. So this morning as we sing unto a king today, Father, that come in the form of a babe and walked this earth and did it without sin, even though he faced temptation. And Father, brutal, brutal, rough road to the cross. Father, you did it. With us in mind, Father, the forgiveness of sin of the people of the world in mind. And Father, you died on the cross. Father, you was raised on the third day, sitting at the right hand of the Father this morning, looking down on us. So today, Father, let us, each and every one of us, be faithful to worship you in spirit and truth today. Father, let us examine our own lives, Father, to make sure we're right with you and make sure it's well with our soul today. Father, speak to our hearts and show us what has our name on it today. Father, you're a great God. We love you so much. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Sheltered from the wind. And apart from the animals, it's all ours. We can go up there in the straw. I'll go and get some water. I'll be back as soon as I can.
About him. to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave, cross the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore.
To the world when the news of Jesus being born. So this morning we're going to be reading scriptures from Luke chapter 2. I'm going to lay out the storyline of Christmas, and over the last couple weeks we've looked at the life of Joseph and Mary, and then last week we looked at the first part of Luke chapter 2, the first 7 verses. And this week I just want to kind of read through this and sing some songs together today as we celebrate Jesus' birth. I know a few days ago was Christmas and we celebrated that, but this morning I just wanted to do that as a church family this morning for the ones who are here, the ones that will listen and watch later as we go through this. Luke chapter 2 verses 8 and 10 say this. It says, "And the shepherds living out of the field nearby, watching over their flocks at night." How many is thankful this morning that Jesus is our watchman? Amen. He watches over us when we're out and about, whether we're, wherever we're going. He is that watchman in our life. And it says, and it goes on in verse 9. It says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to them." It says, "The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." He says, "But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid.'" I know in 2020, there's been lots to be afraid of, ain't it? There's been a lot of difficult situations and things of 2020. Listen, but I can tell you this morning, Jesus is not only our watchman, but he is our protector. Amen. He watches over us, but he also protects us, even though I think we don't even realize the things he protects you and I from. He is faithful in that way every day of our lives. And it says, "Don't be afraid." It says, "I bring you good news, and it will cause great joy for all the people." Look in the Bible where it says good news. Jesus is good news. On Christmas Day when that baby was born, that was just great news. Amen. And also in that verse, you look at the end, it says great joy. How many has found joy in the Lord? Even in the midst of difficult times, even in the midst when things didn't look good and things wouldn't way we wanted or how we draw it up, there is joy in the Lord. Amen. Bible also says there's joy in the Lord, and God is our strength and ever-present help in our times of trouble.
So this morning, our worship team is going to sing Joy to the World. I want you to sing along with us as we sing that, because listen, in the midst of everything, we still got joy. His name is Jesus. Amen. So this morning, as we continue our mode of worship this morning, as Mr. Ricky comes, let's sing Joy to the World together.
Stands with saying joy to the world.
Celebrate that today. Verse 11, I want to show you some things in this verse today pertains to. It brings us great hope in the world today. It says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. And listen, can I tell you that it wasn't just a normal baby? In that town of David, that wasn't just a normal baby being born. And he goes on and it says, born to you. And listen, we think about what that means to you and I as we celebrate Jesus' birth. He was born to us. And he was born to us for one good thing we get to have is an eternal relationship with him that one day that we'll get to step in eternity with him and we'll get to praise and worship forever and ever and ever. And I think about that in the loss of my uncle's life as it happened on Monday. And I've told you a little part about his journey in life through the years when he used to walk and run and play ball and all that was changed in his life. But can I tell you this morning that he is totally restored? Why? I can tell you that shadow of doubt because Jesus come in the form of a baby and just wasn't a normal baby. He was the Messiah. The scripture goes on and it says he is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find him wrapped. A baby wrapped in clothes in a manger. I want you to think about this. He is the Messiah. He is the chosen one who come to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. And you think about being wrapped in a manger. I talked about this a few weeks ago in one of our other messages, how Jesus just holds us tight. How many can feel that wrapped tightness of Christ in the last few days in 2020 in our lives? Who can say, I know without a shadow of doubt that in the midst of everything I went through, he has wrapped me tighter than ever before. And you think about that baby wrapped in a manger and wrapped tight, laying there. And we watched a video just a little bit ago. Listen, somebody says, well, I don't know that it happened like that, but it happened in a place, a setting, like kind of like what you've seen today, in today's time. Listen, church, I've had many conversations over the last few days of how you and I will celebrate Christmas. Everybody says, well, how do you know you did it? Listen, if you're Jesus is the center focus of your Christmas, you did it right. If you did it right, then you got him right where you need to be. And it says in there, clothes wrapped and lying in a manger. Listen, church, we're going to sing a song here that says, away in a manger. And as we sing it, I want you to think about baby Jesus laying there. And I want to think about that he didn't stay little, did he? He grew up to walk the earth and to see and face the things that you and I face today and difficult things that you and I face. But listen, it started in the manger. But it didn't end on the cross, did it? He's very much alive today. So Mr. Ricky comes, we'll swing away.
Hymn number 208, Away in a Manger. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and laid him in a manger. Let's worship him together.
Thinking about that part of the scripture that one day coming soon for some of us, maybe today, that one day we'll get to praise God forever and ever and ever. Can you imagine, church, what that's going to be like? That we don't have to worry about any agendas in life. We don't have to worry about going here or there. We just have to worry about it. We're not even worried about getting up every day and just being in awe. But I got to thinking about that. Even on that note, we can do that today. We don't have to wait till we get there, because we can be in awe of who he is today, because why, he's still alive. He's still present amongst us as we're meeting here today. As you get up tomorrow, as you get up on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, listen, his presence is still there. And it's up to you and I if we want to do that. We want to engage in that style of praise and worship. Listen, there's so much negativity. But listen, if you get caught up in that, it's going to drown out the good things in your life. So it says the angel praising it. It says, and we see how good that is. In verse 14, it says, glory to God in the highest in heaven. I love what it says, glory to God in the highest in heaven. Because listen, that is a form of worship. That is a form of thanking Jesus for what he has done in his life. Listen, who's glad for the things that God has done in your life? Man, just the good things that God has done in life. Listen, we need to thank him for that, right? We need to be very much appreciative for the great things that God has done in our life. Why? Because he is just that good of a God. He goes on in that verse, and verse 14, it's glory to God is in the highest, and it says, and on earth, peace to those his favor rest. Well, I know you know my family's history throughout this year, and listen how tough it is through the holidays. I know some of you guys, it was tough for you. Listen, there's peace in Jesus. It's hard. It's hard to swallow. Sometimes it's hard to get those things. But listen, there is peace. Why? Because it's in him. We're restless. We can't figure out things sometimes. But we know without a shadow of doubt. Listen, if you have a relationship with Jesus, you know what peace is. And you know how hard it is sometimes to find, but there's peace in that. So as we think about what Christmas is, and we think about the baby Jesus being born in the manger, being wrapped tight, we think about all these things is, and listen, the peaceful of knowing that. And the peace of knowing one day, listen, he didn't, I talked to somebody this week, and they said, listen, there's so many bad things. Listen, Jesus didn't promise us not to face troubles. He didn't say that you and I were going to be exempt just because we're Christians and we're believers in him, that we're not going to face disappointments and we're not going to face loss and all. He didn't promise us that. He promised us in the middle that he'd be with us. And he would show us that peace. And listen, that peace flows like a river. And I don't know about you, sometimes I need the ocean. Amen? This peace is bigger than that. Why? Because God is bigger than anything you and I will ever face or ever see. So this morning we're going to sing a song, Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Gospel writer John records in John 14:27, Jesus, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let's worship together. Let there be peace on earth.
Let it begin with me.
that peace begin with me. Amen. We need some peace on earth today, don't we, church? They have a lot of unrest in our society, even in our state. We need that peace of God to pass it on, understanding it surround us and submerge us. As we look about Scripture this morning, and we continue on now, we get to verse 15, and we think about that peace on earth. You can imagine what it was that night when Jesus was born and those people around, what it felt like to know that peace that the Savior had arrived. And I know this week I've been reminded by the star that you can see out. We've seen it from our house. Now, whether that was a true, I know many people said that thing. You can imagine how bright that was and how awesome that is. Jesus is that bright today. He's that bright in people's lives today for this light to shine through. Verse 15 says this. It says, when the angel had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem. Listen, church, it's important these days that we're going somewhere, that we're making things happen. We're not just sitting idle. Idle hands in today in the church is not an option. We must be going somewhere and doing things. It says, go to Bethlehem to see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Listen, we have the Bible in our hands, and whether you have it on an electronic device or you're holding your hand this morning, you have what the Lord has told about, right? We have what He has lived about. We have all these things readily at our hands here today. And it goes on, it's what He's told us about. So what are we telling other people? What are other people seeing in our lives as believers? I want you to think about that. As we celebrate Christmas, what's people seeing in my life? What are they seeing in your life? Because listen, these people went and told what they had seen and what they had been told about. Verse 16, it says this, so they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Listen, you think about it, hurried off. Well, what are you and I looking for? Are we in a hurry? Or are we just kind of reserved and don't want to step out and we don't want to do things? Can you see the urgency in society today? Can you see the urgency of what people are reaching and grasping for today? Listen, people are looking for something. Let's give them Jesus. Amen. And we have that opportunity, why? Because He lives inside of us and He says, listen, you're my hands and feet. You can go tell these things, the goodness of God and what He's done in our life. Listen, raise your hand this morning if God's done something in your life. Listen, He's done so much in our life. Listen, we need to share that with somebody else's life. I guarantee you, I've said this a bunch of times since I've been here. God has brought you through something where you can help somebody else. I'm a firm believer that the things that you and I go through this life, that God delivers us from or helps us through, that's a way that we can help somebody else. So this morning, as we look at the life and we see that what Jesus has went through and what He's going through, He's done went through for us to have salvation, for us to have that life. We're going to watch a video. It says the Nativity Story, followed by a song.
He is for all mankind. We are each given a gift.
Oh! greatest of kings, born in the most humble of places. God made into flesh.
Gift of myrrh to honor thy sacrifice.
Thank you.
stars are brightly shining. This is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He so felt its word. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Divine it was. And what a holy night it was that Christ was born. Verse 17 tells us this morning in Scripture, when they had seen Him, they spread the word. We need to do some spreading, church. says, spreading the word concerning what they had been told about him and this child. Verse 18 says, all heard this were amazed. I never, ever cease to be. Jesus amazes me every day. The beauty, sunshine, even when it's cloudy. His amazement is still there. It says, they were amazed that the shepherds said to them. It says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Verse 20, it says this, and then the shepherds returned glorified, praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were they just had been told. So you think about church, you think about this, as you and I, we come to church services and we sing songs and we praise the Lord. What are we doing with that? My question this Christmas is to you, what are you doing with the baby Jesus? Are you leaving him in the manger that you're not telling, you're not sharing, or are you doing what they did? When they seen this, they went back and they spread and told people about what they had seen. What are you doing with what you're reading in the Bible? Are you just reading it and that's it? You're not doing anything with it? Because listen, these people went back and they did just what they had been told. They went and spread it. So when Jesus tells us, says, you are to go out and make disciples, what are we supposed to do? So you think about these things this morning, and you think about the word amazed, still be amazed at the goodness of Christ every day. But why? Because he loves us. And you think about this, church, we think about don't lose your joy, right? Don't lose the joy of the birth of Jesus in your life. Don't limit it just to Christmas. I was talking to a guy the day, he said, really, Christmas is every day. He and I were talking. He said, you take the gifts aside. He said, the gift of Christmas is every day that you and I get up. We have an opportunity that day. So church, this morning, as you think about what the opportunity that you have and I have every day of our life to just make a difference in somebody else's life. Why? Because God made a difference in ours. I'm going to sing one more song, then I'm going to have a few closing remarks this morning. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord has spoke to you some way this morning. I know this is a little different. Most people don't see this, but just the joy of having songs that are truth about the gospel and scripture together that speaks volumes to our lives. So this morning, Mr. Ricky, will you come and sing Hark the Herald Angels?
Hymn number 192, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Bye.
couple things about this morning that I just want to share with you. Listen, there's no doubt about it. Jesus came in a babe, but he didn't stay little. He grew up and come known to be our Savior of the world. Amen. He's sitting down at the right hand of the Father looking on you and I this morning. Listen, he didn't come like anybody expected, did they? You'd expect a king to come in many different ways, but he come in the form of a babe. We celebrate that this Christmas, but like I said a while ago, I pray we celebrate it every day. As we think about this morning, praising him, church, I pray that you do that. I pray whatever methods you want to thank God, that you thank him for something every day. And you take that and you thank him for something, and you take that opportunity he gives you in your life. Listen, and this morning, I want to leave you with just a couple things here today. What are you looking for? Are you looking for opportunities to share the love of Jesus? What are you looking for? Because so many times in our life, you think back in the verse, first part of 17 we just read, and it said they went back, spread the word that they were concerning to what they had been told about the child. Are you this morning, you and I, are we spreading gospel or the gospel? You think about it in our life, we can share things that we don't know the truth about, don't we? But we know the truth of the gospel. Why? Because we have the book of instructions that he gave each and every one of us. So 2020 is coming quickly to an end, but it's not over yet. We still have time to love on somebody. Amen? A few days left, it'll be 2021, and everybody says, I don't know what 2021 is going to hold. I do. I know there's opportunities for somebody to know Jesus. And as bad as 2020 has been, there's still opportunities for somebody to meet the King. And he was born in a manger. And we celebrate that because we call it Christmas. But he came for so much more than just Christmas Day. He came to forgive people of their sins. Think about that as you go into the next days of your life. Listen, if you're a Christian, you've been forgiven. That didn't come as a small price. That came at a great price. And you think about the person that took time to pour that into your life. We should be doing the same. Just a few things here tonight. Will be Wednesday night service. 6 o'clock we'll meet back in our sanctuary here. I may be just a few minutes late, but I will be here. Listen, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from my family. We covet your prayers. We thank you for your prayers. We enjoy being your family on staff here. But listen, we want to make sure that you make Jesus first in your life. We want to make sure that you find that peace that passes understanding in him. Know that we're here for you, but listen, he is the one that's going to be there when nothing else will. There'll be no online services tonight. I got a funeral to go to here in just a minute. I get to speak at my uncle's funeral. So pray for my mom and my family as we go through this time together. Christmas is a joyful time, but it also comes with deep pain sometimes. So we would covet your prayers today as we do a graveside service here just a little bit to a man who always met life with a smile. I never remember a moment in time that he wasn't smiling. He always, I told him only one bad thing about him was he was an Alabama fan. Sorry, Mr. Gary. And he'd always remind me of the team that I was for. And I'm not going to go any farther past that. Let me tell you something, guys. I love you. We'll pray for you in 2021. I pray that God uses you in amazing ways. And I pray that he opens up doors that you walk through. So we have our ushers come this morning. We'll take our offering here today. So, Father, we pray. Father, I pray today, Lord, as we conclude this service, what a great time we've had together. Father, time of reading Scripture and opening up your Word. Father, you're so good. You're so faithful to us, Lord, that in the midst of difficult times, Father, you're still amazing us at your goodness. You're still amazing each and every one of us of your faithfulness. Even though 2020 has been a different year for every family in this room, Father, you've still been good. You've still been faithful. So, Father, as we go through this period of time this morning, Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for your nail-scarred hands. Lord, we thank you for your peace. So this morning, Father, as we get back to the storehouse, but Father, we pray that we use it in the St. Joe area for this nation to know the truth of the gospel. Not just a rumored story, but the truth of a baby being born who walked the earth and did ministry, did miracles, and set an example for all of us, but went to the cross and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father looking down on us today. Father, we pray that we've been faithful to you today, following your direction we'd have to go. Lord, we love you. It's in your name we pray. Song, and as we leave out today, don't forget our Lottie Moon Christmas offering. The guys on the right, I will switch these one day, it's the girls on the left, because I'm pretty sure us guys are losing. No shocker to anybody, okay? But please do that. Your next, all that proceeds go help our missionaries overseas, and we'll do that for the next few weeks to collect that up, to make sure we send a good love offering over to that. Miss Nita heads that up, and she lets me know every week that we're losing still, so. So as we sing out, let's sing out today. And listen, guys, you have a very good rest of the day if you need me. I don't know that I've got any cell service, so send me a smoke signal or something on that way where we can get you some help, okay? All right.
Let's all stand. Let's all stand and close out today.